After a successful writing campaign to secure the Democratic nomination in Massachusetts, Hampshire, Franklin, and Worcester Senate District, Joe Comerford's name will be on the ballot in November. With no Republican or independent candidate running, Comerford is expected to be elected to succeed Stan Rosenberg, the former state Senate president from Amherst, who resigned last May. Comerford, a Northampton resident, has led several nonprofit organizations that advocate for public policy. Recently, she spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill about her plans as a new state legislator.
Well, we ran on four major ideas. One was full funding of our public schools, which is something I'd like to get working on immediately. Another was Medicare for All and the kind of health care advancements we know the Commonwealth both needs and deserves. Then, creating Massachusetts as a zero-emission state. And what that essentially means is real game-changing climate legislation that recognizes what's needed now in 2018 to both arrest and begin turning back negative climate change. And then the fourth was really a revenue platform and had to do with fair taxation and looking at the ways in which the Commonwealth can't achieve these kind of new, bold, and innovative ideas unless we actually recognize that we need to raise more money to get the job done needed for our communities.
Talk a little bit about constituent service. What do you intend to do in that area? Because obviously that's an important function for a state legislator.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that was a hallmark of Stan Rosenberg's tenure in office, and of course my representative, Peter Pocock, was stellar constituent service. So I work for the people of this district. That means I am accountable to them. And one of the big things a state senator does is leverage the power of her office on behalf of constituents. One of the things I'll have to do, and when the time comes, is hire best possible staff, one of whom will be in district and charged with being eyes and ears on the ground every single day as I go back and forth to Boston.
Last question. You're going to be joining an unprecedented group of freshman legislators coming from a single geographic area. I mean, I think every community that you represent is going to have a new member of the House in January.
No, I have six reps in this Senate district.
Okay,
returning. Susie Whipp and Paul Mark are returning.
Okay,
and then four. Who flipped?
Four who are new, right? Because by virtue of the deaths and retirements, basically,
exactly.
is the result there. Yeah, but the point is, there's a large crop of newcomers that are going to be going to Boston from this area come January. Comment about that if you would, and how is that? How is the learning curve going to be, and how do you intend to support each other, assuming that that's something that you want to do?
Oh, well, first of all, I think the job now is to thank the outgoing delegation for their service and their leadership and all of the work they've moved forward on behalf of the region for, now a total of 112 years, right?
Yeah.
That's the amount of legislative experience that is represented by folks like Stan Rosenberg, Steve Stulick, John Steinbeck, and Peter Pocock. Thank them for their service and then move forward in this new day. And, my job will be to be as strong an ally to my House colleagues, all of whom are stellar, and also join arms, link arms with Senators Adam Hines and Eric Lesser and others in the region, and map out the strategies and the plans we have for our district so that we can both serve our constituents, but also be stronger because we will be together in our work.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Nothing, but I'm incredibly hopeful for what lies ahead and really honored to serve in the State House. And I believe State Houses, especially now, do two things particularly well. One is that we are a line of defense for our communities. So right now, what's happening in Washington is deeply troubling. than the state house and the legislature can and has provided that kind of defensive barrier, if you will. But the other thing is that we can, you know, we really can be the incubator of important new ideas. So as folks hear, and we heard this time and again on the campaign trail, folks feeling a little bit out of hope right now in terms of what's happening in Washington, we can be very hopeful at the state level that the legislature can and should pass necessary climate regulations, the Safe Communities Act, make gains on health care, fully fund our public schools, and all of the issues that are burning here in our district.